Rashida Tlaib slammed as Hamas lobbyist for condemning demolition of Palestinian terrorists' home. By Deborah Brand on July 12, 2021. Democrat Representative Rashida Tlaib, ME, came under fire after condemning Israel's decision to demolish the home of a Palestinian terrorist while not mentioning he murdered a teenager and critically wounded two others. Posting a video of the demolition, Tlaib tweeted on Saturday, "Reminder, apartheid government is not a democracy. We must stop our taxpayer dollars being used to violently oppress the Palestinians." Just this week, Israel demolished and leveled the home of a Palestinian family in the beloved village of Termessiah. For what? To dehumanize, she went on to say. The Israel Defense Forces on Wednesday night demolished the home of Muntasser Shalabi, the terrorist with American citizenship who opened fire at a group of Israelis last month, killing 19-year-old Yehuda Gitta and seriously wounding two others. Responding to Tlaib's tweet, Israeli writer and activist Hen Mazik posted, "Here is Rashida Tlaib mourning the loss of a home that belonged to a terrorist who gunned down a random Jewish teenager." Rashida has not mourned his murder, nor even acknowledged it, Mazik said. His name was Yehuda Gitta. Stop Antisemitism tweeted, "Reminder. A U.S. congresswoman is defending a murderer who brutally killed the Jewish teenager. Bricks and mortar matter more than human life to Rashida," they said. Shameful. Writer Shoshana Keats Jaskal tweeted, "Reminder. Jewish blood is no longer cheap. The owner of this home killed a 19-year-old and wounded two others. He's a U.S. citizen and apparently has multiple wives, here and in the U.S. It might be possible to take you semi-seriously if you expressed any integrity in your advocacy." Calling Tlaib a Hamas lobbyist, international human rights lawyer Arsen Ostrovsky wrote, "Rashida Tlaib omits to mention his fact that this home belonged to a Palestinian terrorist who murdered a Jewish Israeli man." The U.S. State Department also condemned the demolition, calling it act punitive. "As we stated numerous times, the home of an entire family should not be demolished for the actions of one individual," a statement from the U.S. Embassy said. The victim's father, Elijah Gitta, expressed outrage the U.S. would back a terrorist. Speaking to the Times of Israel, he said his family is shocked that the U.S. is condemning the demolition of the home of my son's murderer and is supporting a terrorist who arrived from the U.S. to carry out a vicious shooting terror attack against innocent Jewish students. It would be expected that the U.S., which has often been the victim of terrorism, would stand with terror victims rather than with their murderers," he added. His family also intends to file lawsuits in Israel and the U.S. demanding the seizure of all of Shalabi's assets. Shalabi, who was arrested 3 days after the attack after a manhunt tracked him down at a hideout in the Palestinian village of Silwad, was charged with intentional homicide, 3 counts of attempted homicide, using and possessing an unlicensed weapon, and obstruction of justice. A report on the Second Intifada, in which hundreds of Israelis died in a wave of Palestinian terror attacks, found house demolitions caused an immediate, significant decrease in the number of attacks. There were no condemnations against house demolitions as a deterrence tactic under the Trump administration. As Breitbart News reported, the disagreement over the demolition of Shalabi's home is the first major dispute between the new Israeli government and the Biden administration. Previously, the Biden administration had criticized the former government of Benjamin Netanyahu over its response to riots by Palestinians on the Temple Mount, which were backed by the Palestinian terrorist group, Hamas. Biden has restored hundreds of millions of dollars of funding to the Palestinians despite support for terror.